This is Wade Rasker, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 45-year-old data file from a Panamanian law firm that specializes in creating offshore corporations around the world was leaked to a German paper. And 370 journalists from 78 countries collaborated in investigating those links, which seemed to facilitate corruption and siphoning of money from public coffers to people linked to world leaders in Russia, Mexico, China, and many other countries in a $6 to $10 billion money laundering scheme annually in the U.S. alone. Wang Ying has lost $8 billion of his $10 billion fortune in recent reverses, casting even more doubts on his project to build a canal linking the Atlantic and Pacific through Nicaragua. HUD has announced guidelines that warn private landlords and public authorities that they are in violation of the Fair Housing Act if they have a blanket ban on potential tenants with criminal records. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that courts and states may count all residents in drawing election districts whether or not they're eligible to vote. As a practical matter, the ruling may help Democrats. The Treasury Department issued yet more rules to stop corporate inversions where they incorporate in a foreign country to escape taxes. The rules classify intra-company transactions as if it were stock-based instead of debt, eliminating the interest deduction for the American subsidiary. Change applies not just to inversions, but to any foreign company that's acquired an American entity and used this technique to achieve lower taxes. Upending earlier predictions, few companies have ditched their health insurance after passage of the Affordable Care Act. Workers see it as a benefit, and it offers a tax break. Princeton University has voted to keep Woodrow Wilson's name on campus buildings and programs despite student protests over racism and his own checkered history. Political scientists are finding that this election season there is no evidence that Americans are angrier. In fact, the opposite. But there has been a hardening of partisan identification over the racial divide, with Republicans much more locked in against minorities, and there has been an increasing partisanship. The members of each party like each other less. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.